I'm going to call our meeting to order on this April 2nd. Twee sent us the packet on Friday, so everybody should have that in front of them. And the first item on our agenda is to approve the minutes. So is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I shall move.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, questions, comments on the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. Moving on to our next item, which is our loan portfolio. And today we have three loans at $210,000. I move to approve our loan portfolio today. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, John. It's been moved in. There is a second. So, Rich, we will turn it over to you to walk us through the loans that we're reviewing today.
Thank you, Sarah. We have three fairly standard loans today. Loan number one is to the town of Emmett to purchase a mower tractor, and loans two and three are to the town of Gordon in Douglas County, one to refinance their prior service pension liability, and another one to finance the acquisition of some fire department equipment. That's all I have on the loans today. I did want to mention that we do have about 20 loans in application, and so loan activity should be picking up over the next few meetings.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our loans are approved, and there's no old business and there's no new business, so we'll move straight down to reports. And Rich, we'll turn it back over to you for your Chief Investment Officer report.
I have nothing today, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay. Then we'll turn it over to Tom for his Executive Secretary's report.
I'll try to keep it as short, but not quite as short as Rich is. First of all, I'm continuing to meet with members of the Joint Finance Committee with Treasurer Leiber. And overall, the meetings are going fairly well. Our ask is significant, but our explanations are straightforward and the conversations are going well. I'm still optimistic about our budget request, and I believe Treasurer Leiber's attendance at these meetings has been very helpful. Thank you, John. However, it's still too early to know whether our efforts will result in JFC support yet. So fingers crossed. We've got a couple of more sales of school trust lands that will be closing in the near future. These were both parcels that were offered for sale via sealed bid back in 2021 and 2022, but we received no bids at that time. And according to statute, after such an offering, well, anybody can buy the land at the appraised value, which would be the minimum bid price to begin with. A purchaser has agreed to purchase these lands and has put down payments on both of them. So we would expect to close in the next month. So I'll be looking for signatures on those land patents in the foreseeable future. We will also have at least one submerged land lease coming up for board consideration in the near future. And finally, the investment committee will be determining the amount of the normal school fund distribution to the UW for fiscal 2025 in the near future. As soon as that determination is made, we will be sharing that information with the board and hopefully looking for some media opportunities with the UW to celebrate that continuing success. That's my report for today. Any questions?
Tom, do you mind sharing with the commissioners, since the last time we talked, who you guys have met with on the budget committee? And
okay, so we started off, our first two meetings were with Senator Quinn and Senator Bradley.
Yep.
Then we had met with Representative Zimmerman's office, but Representative Zimmerman was not there. So that was only with a staffer. We met with Representative Hurd, which was, I thought, a great meeting. And we just met with, I'm spacing on that one, just a couple days ago.
Senator Teston.
Senator Teston. Sorry about that. Senator Teston was very engaged during the meeting, and had asked a number of questions that went deeper than our budget request, that actually touched on some of what we do and some of the things that we impact in the state. And so I thought that was a good discussion as well. You know, it's clear that there were certain parts of our ask that he was skeptical about, but at the same time, I thought it was a very good discussion.
Well, thanks for the update, and John, thanks for attending those meetings and representing BCPL. We really appreciate it.
Yep, happy to help. It's, you know, kind of introducing some of the newer people to Tom as well, so.
Yep.
I'm happy to do that.
No, that's great. Any other questions for Tom? And I'm going to be really brief like Rich, and I don't have anything to report at this time. So are there any future agenda items that any of the commissioners would like to see? Seeing none, I move to adjourn our meeting today.
I second.
Thank you, Josh. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Good week, everyone.
Take care.
Bye.
Yep.